WFCM Winston-Salem, the Morning Thought broadcast to be used Monday, December 12th.
Of the Lord, which he will show you today. This is recorded in Exodus 14, 13. This was at the time when God had brought the children of Israel to the Red Sea. There it was before them, and God performed a miracle, and they were led through it miraculously. Yes, it was done. And if we will just take that moment of time to utterly put ourselves in his care, he'll help us. With these words, shall we pray together? Heavenly Father, we come to thee with confidence today, because we know thou dost answer prayer. We pray that every trace of fear, doubt, unbelief may be removed from every listener as they bring their difficulties. We know thou wilt sustain them. Thou wilt help them. Thou wilt bless them. So God, wilt thou touch their hearts? Let them know. Let them know that thou art right there. You'll touch them, and they may go forth with strength today to do thy will. Bless thy word to our hearts, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Today we are reading from the second chapter of the book of Ephesians. And as you turn to this scripture, Alfred Garr sings, "My Song." Mary Bird is playing the organ and Dan White the piano.
Why should I sing of lesser things and things that pass away, when I've a friend like Jesus now to sing about each day? I have no song to sing but that of Christ my King. To him my praise I'll bring forevermore. That ransomed me, now and eternally, I'll sing it all. I have no more delight in other songs. My melody of love to Christ belongs. I have no praise I'll bring forevermore. He is in the theme of the angel's song that fills the heavens above. Should I not join their chorus sweet and praise the Lord I love? I have no song to sing but that of Christ my King. To Him my praise I'll bring forevermore. His love beyond degree, His death that ransomed me, now and eternally I'll sing it all. I have no more delight in other songs. My melody of love to Christ belongs. I have no song to sing but that of Christ my King. To Him my praise I'll bring forevermore.
Say, you know, that can be my song too. My song. Every one of us can say it. We can't sing it like Alfred Garr can, but we can say it. And we can love the Lord Jesus Christ because of His goodness to us. And now, the second chapter of the book of Ephesians, and I'm going to read from the Phillips translation, beginning with the fourth verse. But even though we were dead in our sins, God, who is rich in mercy, because of the great love He had for us, gave us life together with Christ. It is, remember, by grace and not by achievement that you are saved, and has lifted us right out of the old life to take our place with Him in Christ in the heavens. Thus He shows for all time the tremendous generosity of the grace and kindness He has expressed toward us in Christ Jesus. No one can pride himself upon earning the love of God. The fact is that we owe to the hand of God upon us. We are born afresh in Christ and born to do those good deeds which God planned for us to do. That was from the Phillips translation, Ephesians, the second chapter, beginning with the fourth verse. But just for the few minutes that I have, let me dwell upon the fact that He said He is rich in mercy because of His great love. You may love your children abundantly. Oh, you just love them so deeply, but you're a poor man and you cannot do but just, well, you're so limited in your resources. But the Bible says God is rich in mercy. I've had the opportunity of late to see magnified the grace of God. Sometimes We see someone that has known the grace of God, and they've wandered, they've strayed away from it, and they've gone to the very depths of sin. And then we see God's redeeming grace, not the condemnation, but the grace of God and the love of God bring them back. Oh, yes, people are so short in their love. They condemn, write people off of their list and say, I'm through with that person. But remember, you and I are only strong because of His grace. Don't ever forget that. Who are you or who am I to draw our skirts away from the sinner and think that we're better? No, we're not. But God, because of His great love, extended the riches of His grace to us. I think some of you are just kind of ready to cry because you remember how God lifted you, how God forgave you, how God ministered His grace to you when you were so far away and you seemed that you didn't deserve anything. Well, who could ever say, I deserve God? That's not in it. We have all sinned. We've done despite to that grace of God. And yet, Paul, the man who did despite to the Christians, he had blood on his hands because he'd put to death the Christians that had never done any wrong to him. And yet he imprisoned them and put them to death. And the people that were living in his day were terrified when they knew he was coming to their town or hamlet or village. But God's grace was extended. No wonder we have a song of the wonderful grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we appreciate it. We thank Him for it. And today, marvel with me that God is so rich in grace because He loved us. Will you be like Him in that sense, that because God has forgiven you, then you forgive others that sin against you? That's what He said. Forgive because God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. And we love, we lift, we help to restore the sinner. Oh, thank God that God's grace abounds more and more in our lives each day. I just say this closing moment. Do you enjoy the morning thought? Do you? Well, I wish you'd write and tell me so. Our address is Post Office Box 1936, Charlotte, North Carolina, Zone 1, Mrs. A.G. Gar, or The Morning Thought. We'd be so glad to hear from you, and we'd appreciate those times when you help to support the broadcast on the station. And now, as we leave you, feeling the presence of God that's been ours today, we just say good morning and God bless you.